Fred Film Radio,
South by Southwest, Austin, Texas.
Fred Film Radio, this is Dana Knight. I'm at South by Southwest, and I'm here with Jan Holtquist, who co-produced a very interesting film, and he's going to tell us all about it.
Hi, my name is Jan Holtquist, and I associate produced and composed the score for the film Animals that's premiering here.
And I know this is a very dear project to you.
So how
did it come about?
So I met David Dasmalchin, the writer and star, about two and a half years ago. And he and I became friends very quickly. He was actually in The Dark Knight, and I'm a huge Batman fan. So we kind of started geeking out over that. And as we became better friends, I told him that I'm into film scoring outside of my band. And he was saying that he had a script that he was trying to get made. So I was lucky enough to come onto the project very, very early on.
Okay. So tell us about how you worked, how you collaborated.
Because Colin Shifley, the director, and David are such amazing and open people, they were always willing to hear anyone and everyone's opinion on the story and the script and filming and things like that. So they were kind enough to trust me and ask what I thought about things, which is really nice. But, I mean, my main job on the film was as a composer, which for me has been like a dream come true. I've been working in film scoring for a few years now, and I've been waiting for a project like this to kind of come around that I could really sink my teeth into. And I just had an amazing time doing it. I think we came up with a score that is really beautiful and works with the film as well as on its own. And I'm really excited for people to see it later tonight.
Great. What did you think of the script when you first read it? And if you could tell us a few things to introduce the film.
Sure. It's a beautiful, sad, heart-wrenching story. It's a love story, first and foremost, but it's based around these two characters, Bobby and Jude. Bobby's played by Kim Shaw, who's amazing. And they have addiction issues. They're homeless. They live in their car in Chicago. And one of the things for me was that I actually grew up in Chicago, so I kind of had like a kindred connection to it, I guess. But it was one of those scripts where I was reading through it, and you read like the last page, and you want to immediately turn back and read it all over again. It was one of these things where people are always trying to put together like puzzle pieces with stories, and like the ending really brings it all together, and this did. And it just, you kind of like left the story with such a smile on your face, and like it filled me with so much hope. And it was just something that it really spoke and reached out to me. There's a lot of projects that go around that don't necessarily have that emotional connection, and that was really inspiring to me to have that strong of an impact just from words on a page.
You mentioned you have a band.
Mm-hmm.
When did you start the band?
Ashen Pit started 2007. So I guess we've been together for quite a while now. We are actually on break right now between records. We just finished our touring cycle behind Gossamer last fall. And it's kind of nice for me to take a break from that and focus on scoring for a while before we get back picked up again.
And this being your first project, how did you go about it? I mean, did you have any difficulties to overcome or...
Well, I'm lucky that I've been able to score a lot of short films in the past and some commercial work, and I actually was able to score a full-length documentary right before this. So this would be my first full-length narrative.
Okay.
Where, like, you know, like a full-on drama. And I almost enjoyed it more than anything else because you really have such a strong story to work with. It was interesting comparing it to a documentary where the story on a documentary can always kind of change. Like, you have your main point they're always trying to get across, but the way it's being told can always be kind of changing because there's so many hours and hours of footage to work with. Whereas this one, you know, there's a script, there's a set script, there's a set story, and everyone has the same vision in mind. So I thought it was really cool to kind of sync up with that. So, like, try to be on the same wavelength that Colin was every time we talked on the phone, and make sure we agreed on everything.
Okay. Were you on the set?
I wasn't on set as they were filming, but I did get to go to a couple location scouts. My wife and I flew out to Chicago and met up with Colin last January. It was freezing cold outside, but we drove around for a couple days, walked all around the Lincoln Park Zoo, and started seeing the first locations that they're coming up with. And then I went back just last summer in June, right before they started filming, like a week before, And, you know, I got to sit in the car that they live in the film and see a lot of the places they're going to kind of get inside of what was going to be happening.
Because probably that inspired the location, not yeah. only the story, the whole mood, the atmosphere of the film.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, the car was a big one just because it's such a character in the film itself. You know, it really is their home. That it was cool to kind of sit in that. And, you know, it's all real. It's not a huge budget film, so everything was very practical. Mm-hmm. So it's not like a CGI car or anything. It's a full-on real car.
Right. Is this your first South By?
No, I think this is my fourth one, but it is my first one just for film, which is exciting.
Are you taking part in the music?
Not this year. No.
Okay, and after this, where are you going with this film? Is it coming to London?
I don't know yet. It's too early to tell. I think depending on how things go tonight and the rest of this week, we'll have a better idea of who's going to be seeing it sooner or later. But we all feel really good about it. We're all really proud of it. So mm-hmm. I'm hoping many people see it soon.
Great, and good luck, because it's screening in the narrative competition, mm-hmm. which That's right. is a great achievement.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.